Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think in our Old Testament reading tonight from Deuteronomy chapter 8, we heard a prophecy of thanksgiving. Did you hear it in the final sentence, the final verse of that text? It says, "You shall eat and be full." Is that any prophecy of what tomorrow will be like for any of you? Perhaps, perhaps not. And then right after that, though, it says, "And you will bless the Lord for the good land that he has given you. You shall bless the Lord." May that be a good prophecy of what we do on Thanksgiving, huh? And also a little bit earlier on in that text, we hear something else about not just food. It says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Good thing. I think Jesus says that in the gospel too, does he not? Must be a very important text, if you will. And this text from Deuteronomy 8 also teaches us how we are to give thanks. It teaches us in this text that you are to remember the whole way in which the Lord your God has led you these past 40 years in the wilderness for the people of Israel of old, after they were delivered out of bondage from Pharaoh and Egypt, how they were to remember the whole way, and how they're to keep the commandments. Remember the ways. And this is a way you give thanks to God, is to live in the reality in which he's placed you. He's brought you out of slavery, out of Egypt, out of the old ways, and now into the freedom of the wilderness, freedom to serve God freely. And here's how. Here are the commandments. Trust the Lord your God and live according to his good and gracious statutes, his commandments that he's given you in his word. You have his word. Live according to his word. That's what we are to do to give thanks to God. This is how we please God, is by living according to the commandments. And also, we hear, you know, how people are to give thanks to God at Thanksgiving, if you will, right? Not just to men. We can't just thank the pilgrims. The pilgrims aren't even here. We can't give them thanks, can we? We can thank them in a general way for our country, for landing and founding us and all this and all that, and all the good that comes from our land. But above all, we should give thanks to the giver of all that is good, the giver of the one who brought us to where we are today, placed us in our families and given us our life, our breath, all things. We give thanks to God, right? That's what we ought to do. And also, what kind of heart should we have to have one that gives thanks? In the epistle lesson, we learn about a content heart. It says to be content. He's learned the secret of living, St. Paul, to be content, whether he's hungry, whether he's abounding, or whether he's poor and wanting. He has to be content. He wants the secret to living to be known is to be content in all things. Thankfulness is contentment. Contentment has thanksgiving embedded in it. You're thankful for what you have, and you don't long and look for and covet things you don't have. You're content with what you have. It's a good lesson for Thanksgiving, to be content. We have all the reason to be content, do we not? We have all things given to us, good things, much, much good. And finally, the gospel tonight really tells us about Thanksgiving too, not just the thanksgiving that we have for all that is good in our house and our homes and all the things we talked about at the very beginning in that part from the small catechism. But we hear about the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus. And you note how many of those 10 lepers were healed? All 10, right? And they're somewhat symbolic, if you will, of the whole world. All 6 billion people in the world, and even the people before us, all of us have been healed by Christ Jesus. His cross is for everyone. For John 3:16 says, "For God so loved not just a few in the world, or two in the world, or 10, 5 of the world." He said, all the world. He loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever should believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life, right? So this is symbolic of all the world. The whole world is sick with leprosy, if you will, with sin. And all the world needs to be healed. And Jesus, his cross, did heal us all. But how many in the world come back to give God thanks? Well, our church, I bet you, is more than a tenth full tonight. That's good, isn't it? But many in the world don't ever come and give thanks to God. They're not content. They're always longing for more. Even these people who are just healed, these 10 lepers, only one out of the 10 come to return and give thanks to God. Isn't that amazing? Jesus says, "Where are the 9? And this one was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan. Wasn't even one of the people of Israel, the chosen people, the nation in whom God would usher in the Messiah. And yet this Samaritan comes, and Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well." Praise be to God. Are we born in Israel? Are we born as the chosen people by birth? No. And yet it's our faith that makes us well. In fact, faith is the only thing that makes Israelites well, too. Abraham, who was an Israelite, believed and God credited to him as righteousness. Faith is everything. To trust in all that Jesus did on his cross and in the open tomb, showing us the way of everlasting life. Give thanks for the healing. That's the lesson. Give thanks for the healing that God has given us. Don't just give God thanks for the food and the drink tomorrow. Remember what his cross means for you, what it means for me, what it means for the whole world, which tells us and gives us thanks and also reason to tell others too. Give thanks for what Jesus has done for all of us in healing every single one of us by his cross. Not all receive it, not all believe. Nine of us are going to go away, not of us, hopefully not, but nine in the world will go away without thanks. But may we be the one in 10. And may through us God bring in more, maybe 2 or 3 or 5 out of 10, who knows? If God's willing, he'll bring many more. But may God instill in us faith that thanks God. Genuine faith isn't just lip thanks. I know children sometimes just say thanks and then they run off. They don't really mean it, do they? But Christians are to have a life thanks, to live according to the commandments, not just to thank God with our lips, but to thank God with our lives, coming back to receive from him again and again. And tonight we've come, and we're going to have communion tonight, the Lord's Supper, right? And this is a way we give thanks to God, too. You may not think of it as a way of giving thanks, but it truly, truly is. In fact, you've often heard a word that the Lord's Supper is called. Another name for the Lord's Supper is called the Eucharist, right? You know what Eucharist means? Thanksgiving. That's the word that Jesus says in the text when he says, when he took the bread and he Eucharistoed, he gave thanks. And he broke it and gave it to his disciples. And he took the cup and he blessed it, or else he Eucharistoed. He gave thanks for the cup. He gave thanks for the wine. He's giving thanks on our behalf to the Lord. He's representing all of us in that way and doing the right thing that we should always do, but we fail to do constantly, is to give proper thanks to the Lord. And through our reception of this gift, the Lord's Supper tonight, we give proper thanks to God because of Jesus being the perfect man that he is in our place. Give us the proper thanks to God. We receive his thankfulness to the Lord. And what do we sing in our liturgy? What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. So this gift tonight, the Lord's Supper, the bread that we receive, the Lord's body, and the wine that we receive, the cup, is a thanksgiving to the Lord too. It's a receptive thanksgiving. Praise God that he gives us that great gift, that we just come back. What did the leper do to be healed? Nothing. So we have done nothing to come to this night in order to be no worthy or merit or worthiness in us. But God is gracious. He's compassionate. He's kind to all of us ever since Adam and the fall. We're all inheritors of that reality. And yet God has looked past the sin and called us to a better kingdom, into a good land, abounding in many good things. And we could say that about our land today, abounding in many good things. Praise be to God for the wonderful gifts. But above all, may we not just give thanks for the great turkey tomorrow, the great wine, the great sweet potatoes, pumpkin rolls, pumpkin pie, all the good fixings. Praise God genuinely from the heart for the healing he provided us by his cross and his resurrection from the dead. Praise God for the healing that is yours and mine tonight and always. Give thanks. Amen. We sing the hymn.